We've come about the car. But she didn't respond. I began to wonder whether my brother and me on her doorstep may have put her into shock. But when her lips began to close slowly over her dry teeth,
"Oh, yes," she said. "I was expecting..."
But her voice trailed away.
"Jackson, is it?"
She grinned again, this time just at Carl, who nodded back at her. "Is that the car down there?" I asked her.
"Yes, I'll just get the keys," she said, then added, "I'll just have to shut the door, because I've got a cat and I wouldn't like him to get out into the road. So I hope you don't mind, but I'll just shut this door and get the keys and join you down by the car, if I may."
As the door shut, Carl rolled his eyes with a weary look. "She thinks we've come to mug her," he sighed. I shushed him and we went and waited by the car.